At your own risk, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This has been a deadly week for backcountry skiers. 6 killed in separate accidents, 3 in the accident at Stevens Pass in Washington State, which focuses a lot of attention on this free skiing culture which flirts with avalanches and skis over cliffs on purpose. They've turned the stuff that used to be illegal into a growth industry. There are all sorts of videos on the dangers.
Inside the ropes, trained professionals look out for your safety. Outside the ropes, it's all on you.
But these victims weren't crazy kids. They were all accomplished backcountry skiers. They knew the rules. Heck, they made the rules.
When you venture into the backcountry, it's your choices that keep you alive.
They used the buddy system. They crossed the dangerous slopes one at a time. They sheltered in the trees. And it still wasn't enough. So why did they do it at all? Because for every safety video, there are many more videos like this.
One of the coolest things is how often do you get to ski a venue where you're the only person on it and you can do whatever you want. It's the most free thing and probably one of the biggest rushes I've ever had in my life.
Definitely brings the nerves up, gets your heart pumping, gets the adrenaline flowing, and it's fun. It's fun when you get to the bottom.
I don't have to have a real job, that's the best part. I get to ski every day.
What you see in these videos is a culture that values freedom more than it fears danger. And maybe it's the soundtrack, maybe it's the Sub-Zero rosy cheeks, but I have to say, they look genuinely happy. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.